Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
Back to pass, looking to his right, pocket collapsing, pumps, rolls out to his right to buy time, looking for anybody, heaves it, he's got Shakir deep at the 20, caught, 15, 10, and tackled at the 4-yard line. It's first and goal, Buffalo, as Allen makes a huge off-script play.
Josh Allen rolling to his right, always dangerous. Joe had the stats. Best quarterback in the NFL on that throw. Nobody else does anything like that.
He's the only one that even... The stat was he's 6 of 7 for 118 yards and 3 touchdowns within a yard of the sidelines, and everybody else is 1 of 16.
There you go. So, one of the positive plays, there were not that many of them. We'll talk about the game with Chris Brown, who had the call from Baltimore last night. Chris, good morning. Not the Sunday night many Bills fans had hoped for.
No, not at all. And, you know, there was an early tone setter for the Ravens, and they kind of took advantage of what the Bills defense has been largely founded upon, and that is play nickel. And they took advantage of aggressiveness. I think we understand that the Bills' front is an attacking, penetrating type front, and they lured them right in to a trap block. And the hole was gigantic on the first play from scrimmage, and they basically lured them in with their own aggressiveness. Ed Oliver got trapped. Patrick Ricard, who is without question the best fullback in the business, you can talk to me all day about Kyle Juszczyk, but for what the Ravens are and for what they do, he is essential and dominant. And they basically had everybody blocked up. And by that time, Derrick Henry and his buildup speed to almost 22 miles per hour was in the end zone 12 seconds later.
Yeah, the story is Baltimore had planned on calling that play if they got the look they wanted, and they got it on the first play and hit for 87 yards. You know, tone setter. The Bills' defense throughout the game, Chris, they had answers in spots, but ultimately, even Lamar Jackson, like they didn't get much pressure on him. He was comfortable in the pocket. And, of course, Henry, you know, if you can get the Bills, I said this to Sal earlier, if you can get the Bills to get into three linebacker sets, you're definitely winning, because that's the Bills changing what they ultimately want to be. And add in the fact that the linebackers you have are not exactly the best linebackers that you might want for a game like this.
Yeah, it was interesting because I watched last week's game for Baltimore against Dallas, and on the first two drives, they looked very similar in Dallas to what they did last night. And Lamar Jackson attempted one pass on each of the first two drives in Dallas. You get to the end of this game, he has 18 pass attempts. I think if the Bills had a chance to do it over, they might force Lamar to throw the ball and go a little bit more unconventional for what their bread and butter is. Look, I'm not knocking the coaching staff. I understand. You go with what you feel your strengths are. But when your strength is not working, either due to personnel or due to poor execution or poor play calling, sometimes you do have to change your spots a little bit when you have a team that is an outlier. And the Ravens, in a league that is a passing league, are unquestionably an outlier and a very dangerous one. So I wonder, you know, if the Bills see this team again at the end of the season, there's a very good chance they will. Do you play nine in the box and dare him to throw? You have two outstanding corners in Rasul Douglas and Christian Benford. Maybe trust them more and help the area of your team that needed it last night, and maybe play 8-9 in the box at times, not full time, but sometimes you may have to change your spots if you have an outlier that trumps what you do best. And it's, you know, it's 43 games since they lost this badly. That game was a lot alike this one last night. I mean, Jonathan Taylor goes for 185. Carson Wentz throws the ball 20 times, and they have 5 touchdown runs from Taylor and win the game going away 41-15. So it's the same kind of recipe that Baltimore used last night.
One thing that will be different for Sean McDermott, the coaching staff, and, you know, leadership council, I mentioned this earlier too, that, you know, they haven't lost a game like that in 4 years, but this team isn't that team, right? There's a lot of roster turnover. So, you know, for Sean McDermott, I liked his comment about he wished the flight was longer so they could address more things, or he could dig into more of what needs to get better. You know, this is a real shot of adversity for this team, whether it's humility or whatever it might be. Like, to get beat like that on national television, it doesn't happen to the Bills an awful lot. And when it does, as you know, you pointed out 4 years ago, they certainly respond. And it'll be interesting to see how this group does.
Yes, I think if there's one thing that Sean McDermott and his coaching staff have done exceptionally well over the years, it's course correct. When they have a game like this, they course correct. I mean, there was this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Stretch, even in his first year in 2017, they lost 3 games in a row, and that included another blowout loss.
Saints.
To the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, like 190 on the ground.
Yeah. And again, same problem, but they course corrected, fixed it, and, you know, they end up getting into the playoffs at the end of that season. And that roster was nowhere near what this one is. Now, this one is still a little beat up. And look, we have to remind ourselves, too, that are they playing with the top two safeties that they wanted to play with at the start of the season? Maybe one of them. Are they playing with the two linebackers that they wanted to start the season with? Probably not. And that's no knock on those players. They've done an exceptional job stepping in and filling the void. But we do have to remember that as well. And sometimes that can compromise what your play calling is as well. So I think we have to look at the hand the team's been dealt. And look, that happens to every team in the league. There's teams dealing with crazy injuries with big-name players, and the Bills are no exception. How you are able to adjust to that and respond will be critical going forward.
What about defensively? Like, I guess some of the saving grace, right, Chris, is that eventually they're going to get guys back, maybe even this week with Bernard and Johnson, we'll see. On offense, like, what was the most surprising thing for you that they struggled with? Because they couldn't really get a lot going down the field other than the Allen play deep to Shakir. Maybe that was not stunning, though, because we've wondered that about them. If the short game's not there, can you push it down the field? I wonder, maybe for you, if even the line was this, because it felt like Allen was under duress a lot of the night.
Yeah, guard to guard was a problem last night. And look, I like Buffalo's offensive line a lot, and there's a lot that they have done well, but they were flat-out dominated at the line of scrimmage. I mean, and guard to guard was the chief issue. Especially early, there was a lot of penetration in the run front. They were very active, and they were winning, the Ravens were, defensively. And this is without their starting nose tackle. So it was interesting because Michael Pierce is a good nose tackle in terms of holding two blockers up, but he's not a penetrator. He's kind of a stand-and-grind guy, and then he lets the other guys around him penetrate. The alternative last night was now you had three penetrators on the interior instead of just a hold-up guy, and that presented a world of problems for Buffalo's offensive line. And when you have that penetration, running backs have to alter their point of entry in the run game, and Josh Allen has to pull his eyes down from downfield because he's got to find a way to avoid a penetrator on a pass rush. And there were also a handful of times where there were free rushers coming.
Yeah.
I thought there were protection errors because you might see a guy come free. It's just a good, it's well schemed by the defensive coordinator on the other team, and you have a free runner, and then it's Josh's job to avoid that guy. There were free runners far too often last night, and sometimes two. To me, those are protection errors in the pre-snap call. So it was a cavalcade of stuff that went wrong, and you don't see it that often where it goes that bad for the Bills, as we've said. It was just not their night, and it was from pretty much the jump, and it was very hard for them to swing momentum back in their favor.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline. Chris, thanks very much. We'll chat on Friday as we eventually turn the page to Houston this week.
All right. That sounds good. Turn the page. Let's do it.
All right. Thanks, Chris Brown. You're going to hear him, of course, on One Bills Live later today and through the week. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. Monday night doubleheader tonight. Miami and Tennessee.
Okay.
Is where I would say if you have not seen Will Levis play, you should do that.
Oh, here we go.
Because he's wild.
It'll be fun for sure.
Also, I need Washington games flexed into primetime.
Yeah.
If you're not seeing Jaden Daniels, you're missing out. The dude is legit. Also tonight, Seattle and Detroit, which could be it's a good game. Two of the best teams in the NFC so far to this point. Vikings move to 4-0. That second round pick.
The Vikings. And they play the Jets next week.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, wait. Is that game in New York? Because I hope it is. How funny would it be? Oh, London. Right.
Yeah, London. It is London.
I was going to say Darnold going into New York and just amazing. Like, oh, you guys think you've got a quarterback?
That'd be so great.
You might have had one.
Well, it's a week-to-week league.
Yeah.
And earlier, a few weeks ago, I said to you, the Jets are cooked. They cannot win. Their quarterback is a game manager, and he can't move.
He might be injured.
And then they
won
a couple of games, and I thought, like, okay, maybe they can be good. I'm back to the first one. He can't move. He can't move. They can't win. Their season is over. The Jets. They're going to play
a bunch of... I don't think they're great, but, man, I'm not...
Their season's over. They're playing out the string. They're going to lie to themselves for a while.
Uh-huh.
They can't win. They can't win.
Then that means the Bills are winning the AFC East.
That's right.
Like cruising to it.
Yes.
All right.
803-0550.
I mean, real quick on this. We said going into the year, one big advantage the Jets had over the Bills was they have a way easier schedule.
And they just lost to Denver.
Right. If you're losing to Denver, you're just giving away your advantage of having the easier schedule.
Yep. Tough one. 803-0550. If you're on hold, stick with us. We are back with open phone lines the rest of the show here on WGR.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile,
the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.